Ricoh CloudStream authentication, we both poked around in CloudStream a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But prepping for this deep dive, I got to say, I realized there's a whole security side to this thing I hadn't really considered.
It's really interesting how CloudStream isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. It can be hosted in Ricoh's data center or yours or even like a mix of both.
Oh.
And when you think about all the ways you can access it, Windows, Mac, Linux, they even have that Chrome extension.
Right, right.
It's clear they were thinking about flexibility from the beginning.
Which makes you wonder about the security implications, right? More ways in, more potential risks if you're not careful.
Exactly. That's where their zero trust architecture comes in. Every single time a user device connects, it's like they have to prove themselves all over again.
No free passes just because you logged in yesterday.
Exactly.
Makes sense, especially with how much they talk about that TLS 1.3 encryption and all those security certifications.
Yeah.
But before we go too far, can we untangle this whole device management versus print and scan thing? I'm still a little fuzzy on the distinction.
Sure, absolutely. It's a key difference. Think of device management as the admin's perspective.
Okay.
You're handling firmware updates, configuring settings across the board, setting policies. It's about proactively managing the whole print ecosystem.
So less about me printing my presentation and more about making sure the printer itself is, like, secure and updated.
Precisely. Print and scan, on the other hand, is all about that user experience. How do you securely print that presentation?
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's where you get into card authentication, PIN codes, even the classic username and password combinations. And they've built in really granular control, too.
Granular how? Give me an example.
Let's say you're using a Xerox multifunction device. Admins can actually restrict which email addresses are allowed for scanning.
Oh, wow.
Helps prevent those accidental data leaks.
That's pretty neat. But since we're talking user experience, what about this external card repository integration? Sounds kind of intense.
It's not as wild as it sounds. Imagine your organization already uses, say, key cards for building access.
Right.
ECR lets CloudStream tap into that existing system.
Ah, okay.
No need to manage a whole separate set of card credentials just for printing.
So it's about, like, streamlining. Makes things easier for the admins.
Exactly.
Got it. Speaking of streamlining, let's talk about Microsoft Entra ID. If you're an organization that's already using Azure, that integration seems like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. And they've made it flexible. They're using both OIDC and SAML.
Right.
Which are basically different ways for systems to securely talk about who you are.
Okay, so it's all about making that single sign-on experience smooth.
Exactly. Log in once, and you're good for both Azure and CloudStream.
Fewer password reset requests for the IT help desk. That's always a win.
Definitely a win.
But before we go any further, we got to unpack this whole client authentication thing. In the research, they mentioned G Suite as an example, and I'm curious about the specifics.
Great example. With G Suite, CloudStream uses service accounts and secret keys for communication.
Okay.
Think of it like a secure back channel conversation. Only CloudStream and G Suite have the code to understand it.
So only those two systems can actually understand what's being said. That's reassuring, especially for organizations that are heavily invested in the Google ecosystem. But it makes you wonder, how do they secure that back channel itself?
That's where the industry standard encryption protocols come in. They use something called mutual TLS authentication. Basically, both sides have to show their digital ID cards before they even start talking.
Okay, so it's like a double check system to prevent any funny business.
Exactly. And make sure you're not accidentally handing over your G Suite credentials to an imposter.
Smart. But let's step back for a second. We've talked about a lot of specific features, but I'm curious about the bigger picture. What are the real-world benefits of this whole security-first approach? It sounds good on paper, but what does it actually look like for, say, someone managing a whole fleet of printers across multiple offices?
Imagine this. You've got employees working from home, others in co-working spaces, and some still in the traditional office. With CloudStream, they can all print securely from anywhere. You don't need to be a network security expert or personally install a printer driver on every device.
So it's like having a virtual IT department just for your printers, making sure everything's secure, updated, no matter where people are.
Exactly. And it addresses some real security headaches IT departments face these days. Remember that zero trust thing we were talking about?
Yeah.
One of the things I read mentioned that they even use it to secure communication between their servers and those multifunction devices. Even the printer has to prove it belongs on the network.
Whoa, seriously? No more rogue printing sprees, huh?
You got it. And because it's all built on a software-defined infrastructure, Scaling up security or adapting to new threats is more about software updates than, like, physically rewiring your office.
Okay, I can see the value in that, especially with how quickly cybersecurity threats seem to be evolving.
Yeah.
But let's talk about non-IT folks for a minute.
Yeah.
Even with all this security, user error can still be a weak link, right? People accidentally leave passwords on sticky notes, fall for phishing scams.
Absolutely. That human factor is crucial. And that's why Ricoh doesn't stop at technology. They emphasize user education and give admins tools to enforce good security practices. Think like customizable password policies.
Right, right.
You can force stronger passwords, implement two-factor authentication, all those things.
Two-factor authentication for printers seems a little intense.
It's an option. Yeah. And it shows just how seriously they take security. It's not just about keeping hackers out. It's about minimizing the damage if someone does slip up.
Okay, that makes sense. This all makes me think about compliance. Aren't there a ton of regulations, especially for industries that handle really sensitive data?
You're right. Compliance is huge. It's not just checking a box. It's about proving you're handling data responsibly. I know they've done independent audits to meet standards like ISO 27001 and SOC2.
Okay, those are some serious acronyms. What do those certifications actually mean for, say, a healthcare provider?
Basically, those certifications mean that independent organizations have looked at Ricoh's security practices and confirmed they're following strict guidelines.
Got it.
We're talking data encryption, how they handle security breaches, disaster recovery plans, all the things that keep a hospital's IT director up at night.
So it's like a seal of approval from the security police. Gives you some peace of mind that your data is actually being handled with care.
Exactly. Especially for industries with those really strict data regulations, it's not just about avoiding fines. It's about maintaining trust, making sure patient privacy is protected.
Right, because a data breach, especially in healthcare, can be devastating.
Right.
So we've got this fortress of security. We've checked all the compliance boxes. But how does it actually work in practice? What does an admin see and do within CloudStream to manage all of this?
Think of the CloudStream web UI as their command center. They can control who accesses what, manage all the devices, set up those super specific rules we were talking about earlier.
Okay, now I'm really interested. Give me a concrete example. How might an admin use this control?
Let's say you have a legal department that deals with extremely confidential documents.
Right.
The admin can set up a dedicated print queue just for them, requiring not just a password, but also that two-factor authentication we talked about.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a VIP line for printing, but with extra security measures in place.
Exactly. And they can even restrict that queue to specific printers, maybe ones that are physically located within the legal department's secure area.
Smart.
It's about layering security based on how sensitive the information is.
Now, all this talk about granular control makes me wonder, is there a risk of making things too complex? Could an admin accidentally lock themselves out, or even worse, accidentally create a security hole?
It's a valid concern. That's why Ricoh has focused on making the interface as intuitive as possible. Clear dashboards, easy navigation. They're trying to make security user-friendly, not just for the tech wizards.
So you're saying I don't need to be a coding genius to manage these security settings?
Not at all. And they back it up with documentation and tutorials built right into the interface. Need to figure out how to configure SAML authentication. The help you need is just a click away.
That's good to know. The last thing you want when you're trying to secure your print environment is to be stuck trying to decipher some ancient scroll. Speaking of SAML authentication, let's circle back to that. You mentioned it's a way to connect CloudStream with other systems. How does that actually work? Why should our listener care?
SM is like a universal translator for secure logins. Mm. Let's say your organization uses Microsoft 365, for example.
Right.
With SAML, you can connect that to CloudStream, so when someone logs into their computer, they're automatically good to go for printing as well. No separate login required.
Okay, so less password fatigue for users, fewer calls to the IT help desk. Win-win. But what's happening behind the scenes? Is it sending my actual password to CloudStream?
That's the great thing about SAML. It doesn't share your actual password. It's more like your Microsoft 365 system vouching for you, sending a secure message to CloudStream that basically says, yep, this person is who they say they are. Give them access.
So it's like a digital passport stamp instead of handing over my house keys.
Exactly.
Got it. What about other identity platforms? What if an organization is using, say, Okta or OneLogin?
They've got you covered there, too. CloudStream supports a wide range of identity providers, not just the big names like Microsoft, and they've made the integration process pretty painless. You don't need to be a networking guru to set it up.
So it's like plugging in different brands of headphones. They all work, even if they look a little different. That's great for flexibility. But I imagine managing all those different authentication methods could get a little hairy.
That's why having clear documentation and a user-friendly interface is so important. And that's where CloudStream does a really good job. They've put a lot of effort into making these features manageable, even for admins who aren't security experts.
Speaking of user friendliness, let's switch gears a bit and talk about the actual user experience. We've been in the weeds of security settings and protocols, but how does all this affect the average person who just wants to print a document?
That's a great question, because a secure system is only as good as its usability. If it's a pain to use, people will find workarounds, which defeats the purpose of having all that security in the first place.
Right, like emailing a sensitive document to their personal account just to print it at the local coffee shop.
Exactly. So Rico put a lot of thought into making the user experience as smooth as possible without compromising security.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example of how they've balanced those two things.
Take mobile printing, for instance. These days, people expect to be able to print from their phones or tablets without any hassle.
For sure.
So, CloudStream offers dedicated mobile apps for iOS and Android.
So no more emailing documents to yourself just to print from your phone.
Exactly. But here's where the security aspect comes in. Those apps aren't just open doors. They use those same robust authentication methods we talked about. You can control who has access, require PIN codes, even implement two-factor authentication for super sensitive print jobs.
So even though it's convenient, it's still secure. You still have that granular control over who can print what and from where.
Precisely.
Nice. And is this attention to security and convenience just limited to mobile?
Nope. They've taken the same approach with their Chrome OS integration as well.
Chrome OS, so even Chromebook users can get in on the secure printing action.
Exactly. They've developed a Chrome extension that integrates seamlessly with CloudStream, and it offers all the same security features and management capabilities we've been discussing.
Interesting. So it's not just about catering to Windows or Mac users. They're really trying to cover all their bases.
They are. And this dedication to platform agnosticism isn't limited to operating systems either. It extends to their support for IPP printing as well.
Okay, before we go there, remind me again what IPP is. I'm blanking a bit.
Sure. IPP, or Internet Printing Protocol, is how computers talk to printers over a network.
Right, okay.
Think of it as the universal translator of the printing world.
Right. That's ringing a bell now.
Mm-hmm.
So how does CloudStream work with this universal language?
They've built in support for IPP, both the standard version and the super secure version, IPPS.
Winning.
Meaning even if you're using a device or operating system that doesn't have a fancy dedicated CloudStream client, you can still print securely.
And I'm assuming because it's all managed through the CloudStream platform, you still get all those benefits we talked about, granular controls, audit trails, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Now that's what I call comprehensive. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's zoom back in on this whole IPP thing for a second. How do they actually make sure ITS secure? Isn't it just sending those print jobs over the network? Seems like there could be a weak link there.
That's a fair point. But CloudStream has taken steps to mitigate those risks. First of all, when they say they support ITS, that S is important.
How so?
It stands for secure, which means all communication is encrypted.
Ah.
So it's like sending your print job in a locked briefcase. Only the intended recipient with the right key can open it.
Exactly.
And it's not just about the protocol itself being secure. They've integrated it with their whole security platform, so you get the added benefit of CloudStream's authentication and authorization on top of that.
So you can control which users or devices can even use IPP in the first place.
Okay.
Require specific authentication.
Exactly.
You can even set up like network-level firewalls to restrict access.
You got it. It all ties together.
Okay, so it's not just about the protocol. It's about how they're using all these layers of security to protect even something as, I don't know, fundamental as IPP printing. That's pretty cool.
It really highlights their focus on providing a secure printing environment, no matter what technology you're using, mobile app, Chrome extension, even good old IPP printing. CloudStream has got you covered.
Well, I've got to say, diving deep into this whole world of Rico CloudStream security has been eye-opening, to say the least. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, except instead of tears, we get peace of mind.
I like that analogy. It's not just about tacking on a few security features as an afterthought. It's about making security a core part of the platform from day one.
Yeah, and they've definitely done that. But before we get too carried away singing CloudStream's praises, let's bring it back down to earth. For the IT professional listening to this right now, the one who's wrestling with all these security concerns, what's the one thing they should really remember about CloudStream?
That's a great question to end on. I think the most important takeaway is that security doesn't have to come at the expense of usability or flexibility.
Right, you don't have to choose one or the other.
Exactly. You can have a system that's both highly secure and easy to use.
And that's where CloudStream really shines, right?
They've really found that balance. A platform that's robust enough for even the most security-conscious organization, but still accessible for everyday users.
So it's like having your cake and eating it too, but with fewer calories and way more cybersecurity.
I love it. Secure, flexible, and easy to use. What more could you ask for?
Well said. But I feel like we could keep talking about this for hours. There's so much more to uncover.
Definitely. But for now, we'll leave it there. Listeners, I encourage you to check out those source materials, dive deeper into anything that really piqued your interest, and see how CloudStream can help you build that more secure and efficient print environment.
Couldn't agree more. Think of this as your launch pad into the exciting world of secure printing. And until next time, happy printing.